Hello, my friend. Today on the podcast, we are talking about the book Drive. This is by Daniel Pink, and it's one of the books I have recently read, and it's been around for a while. It was actually published in 2009, and I went through this recently because I'm very, very curious about what motivates us, especially when we're looking at setting goals in our business and really setting goals that we actually care about. You've heard me talk about this before, most likely, and probably other people too. And so when I was curious about motivation, I found this book. And it's such a good book. So we're going to talk about it today. And I can't wait to tell you just the main messages and how I have applied this and how you can take this and apply it into your business as well. This is the Unapologetic Entrepreneur Podcast, a podcast for passionate entrepreneurs just like yourself who are looking to create a profitable and productive business that you are proud of. On this show, we explore entrepreneurship success stories, but not just the highlights. We get into the nitty-gritty details so that you know more about the path traveled to achieve that success. See, I'm on a mission to help you never feel like a failure again when it comes to achieving your goals. And so much of that is setting realistic expectations of the effort needed, goals that align with the season of your life, and ensuring that you have the accountability in place that you need. So on this podcast, you can expect real conversations, practical tips, and lots of encouragement along the way, so that you have everything you need to follow through and actually achieve your definition of success. So if you're ready to go from unsure to unapologetic, be sure to hit that subscribe button so you never miss an episode. Okay, so the first thing I want to talk about is the main message. And what I try to do is to boil this down into a very simple sentence. And here's what it comes down to. This entire book is obviously about motivation because the full title is actually called Drive, The Surprising Truth About What Motivates Us. And so when I boiled it down into one sentence, the answer is this. Intrinsic motivation is more effective than extrinsic motivation. There are so many research studies quoted in this book, referenced in this book, and it really is data-driven. This is not an opinion. There are a lot of stories in here as well, but it's really showing how we are motivated so much more by intrinsic motivation versus extrinsic motivation. So let's talk about what those two things are. So intrinsic motivation is when we are motivated or incentivized to complete a task that we find interesting or enjoyable. When we are intrinsically motivated to do something, it's not anything else that's motivating us other than what's inside. We're just curious about it. You can think about the last time you were just like, oh, I really want to learn more about that. You didn't necessarily have a goal of selling something or getting an award. You just were curious to learn about that thing. That is intrinsic motivation. I want you to really think about what you are intrinsically motivated to do because it happens each and every day, but we have to know what is really driving that and what we're really curious about. So when we think about extrinsic motivation, this is when we are motivated or incentivized by something external. This is a reward or consequently a punishment if you don't do it. So extrinsic motivation is that you're motivated either by a reward or avoiding a punishment. And so this is something that you can think about of like all the time that you've been in school, you were extrinsically motivated to get a good grade because you needed to study for that test so that you would get the good grade. A lot of our life and how we were brought up is really extrinsically based on motivation. And so we're really shifting things in terms of how we think about being motivated because for the majority of our life, this has been primarily focused on external and extrinsic motivation. This is talked about in the book a lot. And so back in the 1900s, this idea of a carrot and a stick. So basically, you are either rewarded or punished for specific work that you're doing. And this was very, very motivating for a while. If you think about people working in a factory and things need to work really, really regimented, and it made a lot of sense. And in some instances, the idea of a carrot and a stick, basically reward and punishment, does still work for some things. But it goes into detail about this isn't just a business book, it's also about life as well. And so it talks about parenting and all of these things about how we can motivate anyone, whether it's yourself as an entrepreneur, whether you're trying to do something in your life outside of your business, or you're dealing with kids, or you're motivating a team. There's a lot about teams as well. And if you're trying to motivate other people, you have to know all of this stuff, meaning our background of how we've been conditioned to work towards things, but also what really works. And so it comes back to that internal motivation is always going to be more effective than external. Now, there are a few exceptions to that, but really, I feel like I can use the word always, because if you are internally motivated, as you can imagine, you're going to be more motivated to move through any challenge that comes your way. And dang, do we need this in entrepreneurship? We have to have that. And so he goes into more details about what intrinsic motivation is. There are actually three components of intrinsic motivation. One is autonomy, two is mastery, and three is purpose. So autonomy is when you have control over things. And they talk about the four T's: task, time, technique, and team. And so as an entrepreneur, my goodness, we are blessed by having the autonomy over all of these things. What we work on, how long we work on it, the technique that we use. And when I say team, I also mean tools. So you may have some automation tools in your business. You got to choose which tool you use. So as an entrepreneur, you do have that autonomy, which is amazing. The key is we have to make really smart decisions. And so we are in charge of those things. But inside the book, Drive, he talks about having autonomy on a team and in a family unit and all of these things as well. So it's not just entrepreneurship, but we get to look at it as an entrepreneur. Like, we already have this. This is a gift that we have given ourselves. And so we need to own that and be really intentional with it. The second component is mastery. This was really interesting for me to read about, and I hope that you really take a lot from this. So mastery is the deliberate practice to get better. You're looking for fast feedback so that you can improve and learn, and you're aiming for consistency as well. When you have this, your motivation to keep going, even when things aren't going the way you hoped, is higher because you are aiming to learn more. You aren't necessarily saying, I already know everything. You're saying, I want to learn more. So I am deliberately practicing to get better. The third component is purpose. Purpose is when you understand the higher purpose or the impact that your work has. This motivates you to continue regardless of whatever setback comes your way. And we all know that they're going to happen. So again, those three components of intrinsic motivation. So let's keep bottling this up. So intrinsic motivation is when you are motivated by things internally. You're curious. You want to learn things. And so the three components of this are autonomy, having that control, mastery, really looking to get better, and purpose, really understanding the impact that your work has. So as you can imagine, all of these are building upon each other and really helping you stay motivated even when things are really tough. So I want to dive into this idea of mastery a little bit more because this is incredible. And I had such an aha moment when I was reading this book about this idea of mastery. And I'm going to talk to you about the three laws of mastery in a minute. But spoiler alert, when I was reading through mastery, one of the things that I really took away from this was if we can identify as an entrepreneur what we want to master, and I'll get into that in a minute, but if we can identify this, this helps us stay focused in our business, because chances are if you want to master something, you're going to use it as your career as well. And so many people that I know that I work with struggle to stay focused. It is incredibly hard to stay focused, especially when you're a solopreneur and you're really working hard and things aren't working and it's really, really difficult and all the things that are coming your way. But if you can identify what you actually care about, what you actually want to master, this helps tremendously because you have then said, like, I really want to dedicate my time to this. I really want to learn. I want to get feedback really quickly. It's amazing how this can change your focus. And I know that's what so many people struggle with. So let's talk about the three laws of mastery. First, Mastery is a mindset. 2, mastery is a pain. And 3, mastery is an asymptote. I don't know if I'm saying that word right, but we're going to go with it. So the first is mastery is a mindset. Now, this is based on Carol Dweck's book, her book, Mindset, and all of her research that goes into it really talks about fixed and growth mindsets. This is probably going to be another book review because I love that book so much. But if you haven't read that book, the quick synopsis is this, that fixed mindsets are those who have an entity theory belief that intelligence is an entity and in finite supply that we cannot increase, that it's fixed. However, the opposite of this is a growth mindset. And those people who have a growth mindset subscribe to an incremental theory, and they believe that intelligence is something that we can increase. So when we think about mastering something, when you think about this, you have to have the mindset of growth. You have to know I can incrementally get better. If you have a fixed mindset, which we're not talking about that book today, but I promise we will. If you have a fixed mindset, you're not going to think you can get better. And therefore, mastery is not something you'd probably even be drawn to because you don't think it's possible. But if you're listening to me talk and you're like, actually, I've seen myself get better at things before. I know I could get better at things. Then you have more of a growth mindset, or it's at least there. We all have a little bit of both. And you know that if you keep trying, you can incrementally get better and therefore have more mastery of a task and of something that you're learning. So the second law is mastery is a pain. Now, this is one no one wants to hear, but this is the reality that we have to understand. If we are aiming for being better at something, we have to know that there's going to be some pain involved. And this is based on Anders Ericsson's research on performance. And this talks about mastery not being easy. It's not fun, and sometimes it can even hurt. If you think about an athlete trying to get better, oftentimes they deal with injuries along the way. And so that's what we're talking about when it comes to hurting. It could hurt emotionally, but it also can hurt physically. And he says, many characteristics once believed to reflect innate talent are actually the results of intense practice for a minimum, get ready for it, my friend, a minimum of 10 years. And you've probably heard the idea of, and I don't remember who said this, I should have looked it up before talking about this, but the idea that you have to do something for 10,000 hours in order to really master it. And so really thinking about dedicating 10 years, 10,000 hours, really dedicating your time and your energy to something and knowing that like, it's not always going to be easy. There will be moments of ease and flow and success, and those are awesome. But there's also going to be moments of frustration, moments of failure, moments of pain, and all of that goes into mastering something. The third is mastery is an asymptote. Now, I did not remember this when I read the book, and thankfully, Daniel Pink, who wrote the book, said, you may not remember this. And so there's actually a chart. There's like an actual graphic in the book, and it's from algebra. And it's basically, there's a straight line, and then there's a curved line that comes really, really close to the straight line, but never actually reaches it. And that's called the asymptote. And so here's the hard part about mastery. When you think about mastering something, you are really signing up for something that you can never achieve. And this in and of itself is kind of hard to wrap your mind around, but also super awesome because you can't ever reach mastery of something. You're never going to actually reach it, but you're going to get so close if you keep trying. You're going to learn so much. And the point isn't to reach a destination. The joy and the fulfillment is in the pursuit of the mastery. So those are the three laws of mastery. And I hope you could hear it in my voice. Like this is one of the biggest pieces of this book that impacted me. This book is all about motivation and it talks about so much about intrinsic and extrinsic and how we got there. And there's self-determined theory. There's so many things that are in this book. But this idea of mastering something really applies to you as an entrepreneur, which is why I'm really honing in on it. Because this is the piece that can change how you look at your business and how you determine how you're spending your time, what tasks are important, the technique that works, and the tools and the team that can support you as you grow your business. All of this is wrapping together. Hey there, I promised to get you back into the episode really soon, but I wanted to share a special message with you today. So maybe you're feeling like you've let yourself or others down because your business isn't performing like it has before, or you think it should be right now. I want you to know that you, my friend, are not alone. So many of my clients are feeling this way as well, but the clients who are still feeling proud of their businesses have two things in common. They've continued to make progress towards their goal, and their business is still profitable. So even if they aren't exactly where they wish they were, they are still proud because of these two things. I'm on a mission to help entrepreneurs build a profitable and productive business. And if you're looking to do this, I would absolutely love to support you. You can find all of the available options on my website at amandamckinney.com/work with me. But if you still aren't sure what option is best for you, or you just want to have a conversation, send me an email or a direct message on Instagram with the word support, and we can have a chat and see what will fit your needs the best. Okay, let's get back into the episode. So I want to tell you how I've applied what I've learned from this book in my business and how you can do this too. So no surprise, the biggest piece of the puzzle is this idea of mastering something. When I read this, I was really struck, and I was reading this in 2023 and I'm recording this in 2024. And I love to reread books, so I keep going back to them. And so I had dabbled in this book before, but it wasn't like grabbing my attention enough. And so I didn't keep reading it, or for whatever reason. But in 2023, I really started to focus on how to continue to keep people motivated. My clients that I was working with were really struggling, and I was trying to understand why the loss of focus with myself and my clients. And so I was really trying to understand motivation. I dug in, and it was this idea of mastery that jumped at me so quickly. And if you've listened to this podcast much, you've probably heard me talk about defining your niche and really understanding who your business is helping, a very small segment of who you're helping, because the more clear you are on that, the easier messaging is, and hopefully you get more clients. Like, that's the whole goal. And so I've talked about niching down, and it's incredibly hard because oftentimes we want to help a lot of people. And I want you to help a lot of people too, but the more clear we can get, the better and more effective we can be. And so when I read this about mastery, I thought, this is it. I don't need to talk about niching down anymore. What I need to talk about is asking, what do you want to master? What are you willing to dedicate the next 10 years to learning about? Because I guarantee you, if you are willing to dedicate 10 years to learning something, you are going to be very effective in your business. Because every single day you're working towards something, and you're learning, and you're adapting, and you're iterating, and you're pivoting, and you're helping people. Whatever it is, however you apply this in your business, it does not matter. And so this was the first thing that I did. This was the absolute first thing, the tactical thing that I took from this book and actually implemented into my business. And I said, what do I want to master? Now, the words that I'm about to say are probably going to change over time, and who knows what they'll be. But what I realized is that what I want to master is helping people with accountability. And this means me teaching people how to hold themselves accountable. This means me holding other people accountable. There's a lot wrapped into it, but it's all about accountability. Because if we can be accountable in our life and in our business, my gosh, things get better. We see more results. We are happier. Because no matter what the outcome is, we are accountable for our actions and the outcome that happens because of those actions. And we move forward. We move forward with progress and purpose and all of this. And so me saying, I want to master understanding and teaching accountability, and I really want to focus on this, changed so much about my business. And again, the words don't have to be perfect when you think about this. What do you want to master? What do you want to spend 10 years digging into the research and learning or trying in your life? This is like thinking about someone who's like, I want to be a great basketball player. I want to be the number one basketball player in the world. That is mastering the art of playing basketball. And so you try and you practice and you fail and you fall down and you break your arm one day and you have to get better and you have to do all these things and you have to rebuild and you have to learn how to do different shots. I know nothing about basketball. I don't know why I chose this one. But the idea is when you choose that thing, you will dedicate your time and your energy and your focus and you are more likely to succeed. You're definitely going to have trouble along the way and roadblocks and all of this, but you are more likely to succeed in the long run because you're in it for the pursuit, not just the destination. You're in it to be consistently getting better. So I really want you to think about this and think about what do you want to master? And allow that to shape how you're looking at your business. Maybe things change after today. I don't know. But I'll be very curious to hear if something does change for you. The next thing that I really dug into in this book and it helped me apply was the idea of setting goals. And so when you think about, I have been working with clients for 6 years on setting a business goal and working towards that goal. Like this is what I have done for 6 years and I will continue to work with entrepreneurs because I love working with entrepreneurs who are looking to build their business. But when I really thought about it, I kept saying these words and this was really, it was helpful to see the research in this book. I kept saying, what do you really want? Not what someone else told you you should do. What do you really want to do? And then it was brought together in this book. It's intrinsic motivation. What are you genuinely curious about? What do you actually want to do because you're curious about it, you want to learn? And this is how I now help my clients set goals. It's not just, okay, you want to grow your email list by 25%. By the way, that's great. I think that's a great goal when you're working towards it, but why? Why do you care about that? Why do you care about growing your email list 25%? Let's really dig in and figure this out because I guarantee you, no matter what the goal is, whether it's growing your email list, increasing revenue, etc., whatever you're trying to do, you're going to hit hard times. It's going to be very difficult. And so you have to know why this matters to you. And so this is the biggest thing that I really dig into, and every client who's listening right now is like, yeah, she does. And she kind of drives me crazy with it. Because what I do when I work with someone, especially long-term in accountability coaching, is we talk about what the goal is and I know why it's important. And so when I hear, well, this is really hard, I don't want to do this anymore, or whatever the case is, I say, here's why it was important to you. Is this still important to you? This is what you told me. Here's what's important. And so I want you to do that for yourself. Ask yourself, why is this important? And if you cannot identify why that goal is important to you, it is not the right goal. Find the goal that's important to you. And so this brings me to my next point. The next thing that I noticed that I started doing with myself and my clients was assessing the actions. So everyone can set a goal. Anyone in the world can set a goal. Everyone has set a goal. And the difference is who's achieving them and making progress. Even if you don't achieve the goal, what progress are you making? And this comes with the action, when you're assessing your action. So here's what I do. Very specifically with my clients, what I do is I am taking notes every time we meet. I know what they said they were going to do 1 week. And so I ask them the next time, did you do what you said you were going to do? Sometimes it's yes, I did. Sometimes it's no, I didn't. If it's no, I say why. Let's dig in. And that's why assessing the actions is important, because many times our actions tell us what's important to us. And whether or not you recognize it right away or need someone to be working with, like a coach or whomever, you can really dig in and say, okay, I am saying that this is important to me, whatever it is. I'm saying that increasing revenue is important to me. I'll give you one very specific example of a client I'm working with. I'm so proud of her. She said, I want to increase revenue by this much, whatever it was. I'm not going to tell her specific numbers, but she said she wanted to increase revenue. And so we've been tracking revenue. We're solid in for a full month. And so at our 30-day check-in, I was like, okay, here's where we are. I don't know that this is still important. We've got to dig in because the actions you've been taking are different. You've been hesitating. We've dug in. We've tried to identify why. Let's really start to dig in and maybe we need to reassess your goal. because the actions and the goal are not aligning. So we've got to figure out what's going on. And we talked about it. And I said, okay, you wanted to increase revenue. I want to know why that's important to your personal finances. And she told me, I want to pay off debt. We found it. When she said those words, I want to pay off debt, I was like, that's your goal. Sure, we want to increase revenue because that's going to get you there quicker, but your ultimate goal, the goal that intrinsically you are motivated to achieve, is pay off debt. When you're thinking increase revenue, it is so business focused. It is so much on all this other stuff. You can't seem to connect it. So you're not taking the actions in order to make it happen. However, when you say, I want to pay off debt, and I am here to tell you, my friend, within 1 week, the next week, she had already made a substantial payment on that debt within 1 week versus an entire month of not necessarily making a ton of progress. She was making progress, but it wasn't a ton. And that is what you can learn from assessing your actions, because her actions didn't talk to her about debt really, but by assessing them and saying, what the heck is going on? Why am I not doing what I'm saying I'm going to do and really trying to get after this goal? We could dig in and figure out, okay, where's the internal motivation? What is really happening here? And I'm not kidding, within 1 week, things turned around for her. 1 week, that's incredible. And so I want you to think about this. And this is what I really want you to do as your next step after listening to me talk about this amazing book, Drive, which thank you, Daniel Pink, for writing this incredible book. It was really impactful. What I would love to encourage you to do is to explore this idea of mastery. And this answer may not come to you immediately. I would be kind of shocked if it did. Maybe it will. I don't know. Feel free to talk to me about this. I'd love to hear from you. But I want you to think about what you would like to master. That's going to help you really understand what you really want to do in your business. From there, you can start to look at setting a goal that is intrinsically motivating to you. Now, again, you might be setting a goal for your business, but you have to know how it's mattering to you personally. You really have to know about that because you have to be intrinsically motivated for this. You have to be. If you are not, I promise you the flame will burn out. You've seen it in your life. You've experienced it. I don't have to give you example after example. You have your own. You've been super excited about doing something. You're like, yeah, I'm going to do this thing. And then the first roadblock happens and you're like, well, I gave it my best shot. I'm going to try something else now. And that's fine, but you can't say you were intrinsically motivated, because if you were, you would have said, well, that didn't work. How can I try that again and be better? There's a very, very, very big difference there of that didn't work, I'm going to move on to something else, or that didn't work, how can I try better next time? So I want you to think about that. Think about that intrinsic motivation so that you can set a goal that you actually care about and will actually continue to move forward through the roadblocks. And then as you're moving forward, as you're taking action, assess those actions. And if you need to reassess the goal, if you need to change your focus and really realize, you know what, I actually don't care about mastering this thing. What I really care about is this thing, whatever it is. Change it. Change your mastery sentence. Change your goal. Because when you are intrinsically motivated to achieve something, oh my gosh, the progress you can make. You will be so motivated to keep going. Again, it's going to suck sometimes. It's going to be hard. It's going to be painful in many ways. I'm not saying this is going to be easy, but you're going to be so much more motivated. And everyone asks this question, how can I stay motivated? The answer is being intrinsically motivated from the beginning. And that way, you can tap into all of these other tools in order to continue to move on even when things are hard. But if you are extrinsically motivated, meaning someone else said you should go for this thing, or you think it's the next thing you have to do because so-and-so, including myself, said it's a good idea, whatever it is, that is not going to keep you motivated. Your motivation is internal. And you have to tap into that. You are creating a business that integrates with your life so that it doesn't take over your life. I know this about you because you've been following me and you've been telling me and you interact with this content. And so I know you are trying to build a business that has an impact with other people and that fills your life with joy. And so in order to really do that, you have to pick what's intrinsically motivating to you. So if you can't tell, I loved this book. I think you should read it. And I hope you liked this book overview with my take on it. You can read the book. There's lots of research and so many great things in this book. So many quotes. In the show notes, there's a lot more quotes and references of specific pages of things that I really liked. What I did, I didn't know I was going to do a podcast episode on this, but what I did is I just had a note in my phone the entire time I was reading this book, and I copied and pasted those notes for you. So you get my take, the note from my phone, you're getting it in there. So in the show notes, you'll be able to see all that. But really, go read the book, and most importantly, think about this idea of mastery and how you can apply it into your business. So until next time, give yourself permission to master something and grace along the way. I'll talk to you soon. Thank you for listening to this episode. If you found it helpful or inspiring, be sure to share it with someone else who could use it too. Sharing is caring, but it's also a huge boost to your accountability. Sharing this message and then talking about it will ensure that you actually take the action that was mentioned in this episode. Hello, accountability. There's nothing better than the feeling of actually following through, and I want that for you. So screenshot it, share it, and if you share it on Instagram, be sure to tag me at @TheAmandaMcKinney too. Until next time.